This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some 15,000 Coloradans could be protected from deportation by this morning's Supreme Court decision on the DACA program. The court's opinion is at CPR.org, and we expect much more news about the decision and the future of DACA through the day. A school district in Loveland became the first in Colorado last night to adopt a policy to confront gaps in race, religion, and sexual identity. The Thompson School District's Maria Gabriel says it could lead to diversity training for teachers and more teachers of color.
We can have authentic opportunities in which white students and non-white students are having healthy, positive interactions with people who are different than themselves.
The district has a mostly white faculty, while about a quarter of students are students of color. A large crowd of anti-racism protesters showed up to Wednesday night's city council meeting in Grand Junction. They were met by a handful of counter-protesters, including a white man who got angry about what he called black activists. He was escorted out by police. One of the protesters, Amber Johnson, said she was shaken.
What we need to be doing is coming together against that sort of scenario. That was terrifying. To say the least, I have to walk back out there. I have to walk back out there with those people. Thank you.
The meeting also included apologies from several council members who had criticized another member who invited protesters to attend a city council meeting earlier this month. Grand Junction has highs today in the 80s, 70s around Denver and Colorado Springs with a chance for rain today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.